Welcome to the Nurture Hub Pregnancy and Birth Podcast with your hosts, Shari Lyon and Nicola Lay.
Together, we bring over 30 years of experience in working with women and partners through education, breathing, mindfulness, and evidence-based information, and nurturing you through this transformation into motherhood.
Join us on this journey as we connect with women and partners, mentoring, supporting, and navigating the ups and downs of becoming parents.
Welcome to episode 22, where myself, Nicola Lay, and Shari Lyon today are releasing a very special podcast. This is a recording of our recent pregnancy circle online. And we are very, very excited to be able to share with you this beautiful experience that we had with over 1,700 women all over the world that came to breathe and meditate with us and fear release with us this very special evening. Now, for this episode, just allow yourself to relax as if you were in circle with us. Just get yourself super comfortable. And we just take you through just understanding how to use your breath, how to really drop in and be with other women. And you'll hear women explaining how they're feeling at the moment, what is coming up for them, and you might resonate with them. And then also Shari takes you through an amazing fear release meditation, and I take you through a beautiful breath meditation. So sit back and really enjoy this episode.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. Welcome.
So good to have you all on here. Yeah. We're still loading some people in. Amazing. So how we would love to run this morning. Well, it's morning for us. It's Nighttime for most of you.
Yeah, we're in Australia. And we can see that some of you from Australia are joining us this morning as well. But we did run a live last night, and we had got up to 300 live. So this is just, and that's why we wanted to kind of also do this live, not just like we're going to definitely send out the recording to you all as well. But Nicola and I are about connection, and that's why we received a lot of emails from those of you in the United States and Canada saying, oh, this is like 3 a.m. our time. And so that's why we decided to do a second live. Yay. And last night was honestly, it was just so beautiful.
It was magical.
Yeah.
So we want to bring that back again for you guys today. And we really want you just to relax and really enjoy. It's not really about, us giving you techniques, or it's more about us. It's not us answering lots of questions about birth. It's more about you just coming and connecting with your body and your baby, and just feeling a sense of calm and de-stressing for today. Yeah. So what we'd love is for you to just, if you haven't already, just let us know where you're from and how many weeks you are. And before we open the circle officially, because lots of people are still coming in, Shari and I will just give you a little bit of download about who we are before we run the circle with you, so that you can, so we get to feel what we're all about.
So I think first of all, our why, Nicola and I very much come from a place where we collectively, like the two of us, want to help more of you have a more positive pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. And again, it's come off our own experiences. We very much support women based on also what we've experienced in birth, and we have experienced very different births as well. But Nicola and I have been aligned for a reason. What we do is very complementary to each other's work. But our why at the moment, really, with what is going on in the world, and we're not going to talk about COVID and the virus and stuff, like, because that's all we're hearing. But really, we've just recognized that so many of you are reaching out to us, expressing that you feel unsupported, from your medical caregivers, that you are unable to have face-to-face consultations. And so you're feeling very isolated and worried about what is then going to happen for your birth. And along with fear, there's just a lot of fear in our world at the moment, and anxiety and stress and worry, and this is this is something that we're recognizing. And not only do many women, and we were the same, have fears of birth, but now there's this added fear of our current global situation that all of us are experiencing from, you know, in every single country. This is, you know, collectively we are all feeling the effects. But I think really what we want to help you do is to realize that we can't control things that are going on outside of us, but there are things that we can control within ourselves, within our mind, within our mindset, within our breath. And that's exactly what Nicola's going to be doing. And that's kind of what we wanted to hold space for you tonight, to be able to just let go of everything that's going on outside and come into a focus right now of what you can do in this moment to create a sense of calm and connect with your baby, connect with your body. And hopefully then after this, it can help you maybe realize that you can control some aspects of what's going to happen. It's just knowing how. And that's also where, like, we're here to help you. But
yeah. So Shari and I have been working together. We're working at Yesterday about 2 years now, where obviously Shari will tell you about what she does. But for me, I've been working with pregnancy now for over 23 years. In many different aspects, but my main thing that I've always worked on with women is the lack of breath, the feeling that you can't get the breath. And you know, when you're pregnant, you automatically feel a slight sort of, you know, decrease in being able to get that breath. And then that in itself can make you feel a little bit anxious. And even the word, the breath, can make you feel anxious immediately. So for my sort of 23 years of working with women, I help to guide you to find your breath, reduce anxiety, find that calm in your body, and then practice it like you're running in towards, you know, your big day. The practice is what helps you on your day to find your breath and to go into your body and really focus on that breath work to help you breathe your baby. So that's what we're going to do tonight, is I'll show you how to come out of your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight and flight, you know, like Shari was just saying, that feeling of having to be, you know, when you're very reactive, you can feel that you're, you know, walking along, feeling really, you know, uncertain. And the breath that I'm going to show you today will bring you back into who you are, back into your body, connecting deep with your baby and allowing you to feel a sense of real deep calming this evening or wherever you are in the world for your time. So really ultimate for me today is for you to just feel relaxed and find your breath and breathe correctly and just start to practice that. So that's where I come from in today's circle.
And that's where I was really drawn to connecting with Nicola, because what I do and how I support women such as all of you and partners is I teach, it's an independent childbirth education program. It's called hypnobirthing, but don't be kind of fooled by the hypno part. All that means is that, so it's an evidence-based childbirth education program. So I want you to teach you how your body's designed to work, about the hormones of birth, how to work with your body through movement, but also giving you a whole heap of different options, even when it comes to induction or cesarean birth. We are not just about, you know, that there is one way of birthing, that natural birth is the only way. Because if you go into birth with just one expectation and it doesn't go the way that you expected or, you know, through the birth plan, then you can come out feeling disappointed. And no, none of you should be disappointed with how you bring your baby into the world. So that's what I really help couples do, is kind of bring it into the education, the knowledge, the tools, the techniques. But I don't just teach you mums. I also like teach birth partners. I teach acupressure points. I also teach the breathing. So then that's where a lot of our clients, and we actually just had a mum this morning.
Oh, she birthed.
It was so beautiful. We just got a message from a mum that worked with both of us. So she did the program with me. went on and did breath work with Nicola, and we just supported her all throughout her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And she rocked her birth. She just sent us the most amazing message. She had quite a traumatic first birth. So there was, and I guess that's something I'd love to ask. Is this your first baby? For those of you, maybe just write it in the chat box. Is this your first? Is this your second? We can see you're sharing how many weeks.
First. Yeah, lots of you are first. Yeah.
Which is amazing. And do you know what? I think it's so beautiful that as first-time parents, and this is something that I think we both as well, like when I first found out I was pregnant, I had huge fears of birth, massive fears of birth. I didn't even want to think about it, to be honest, because I'd never heard anything positive about birth. And I was running this story about pain. I had a low pain threshold. Let me know if you feel like you've got a low pain threshold, because I can totally relate. And so I was scared of the pain of birth, because that's what I'd seen of birth through the movies and what I'd heard of birth. But then I had a fear of needles and I didn't want any medical intervention. So I was in this predicament of being like, well, I don't want to go through the pain. Then I don't want to go through the needles. And there was this beautiful intuitive voice that kept screaming at me. And a lot of the time we ignore it. But this is where, you know, tonight, if anything comes up for you, or today, if anything comes up for you, listen to that inner voice, because she's always right. And I'm so glad that I listened to this inner voice that was screaming at me, basically saying that, like, you are not flawed. You can do this. You just need to figure out how. And I think as well, what we're hoping to do is to even help to just maybe stimulate some questions for yourself about what can you do? How can you take back your birth and be a driver of your experience instead of a passenger? And it can only come from you. It can only come from, you know, you doing your own either research or practicing techniques yourself, which you can absolutely do it yourself, or, you know, engaging with a practitioner like us who can help guide you and give it all to you on this beautiful plate, and for you to pick from it what you want, so you can go and have the birth that you want, you deserve.
Yeah, definitely. So before we start, what I'd love to know is, what would be your biggest struggle or your biggest challenge at the moment? And the reason that I'm asking that is because once we actually admit what that is and feel vulnerable to say what it is, as soon as you know what that struggle is, then you can, even by saying it or typing it, we're already starting the healing process. Mm-hmm. You're already changing how you feel about it as soon as you admit what that might be. And if you haven't thought about it yet, just close your eyes for a moment and just really feel into your body and just ask yourself, what is my biggest fear at the moment? What is my biggest struggle? And let us help you with this. You know, I can see a few of you here, a big fear of needles, tearing. Yeah, I understand that. Partner not being back away. Yeah.
Again, there's that not feeling supported. Be back.
Yes. So as you're writing this, just really explore what that feels like when you actually say, I'm feeling like this. And when you actually write it, it can help you to understand what that feels like. Yeah, and what that feels like when you actually say it. What is it, you know, when you're writing it, does it feel like, gosh, that's really, I didn't realize that it felt like that. It can feel quite emotional, just admitting your fear. And it's good. It's part of healing. It's part of releasing, part of letting go. And that's kind of what my aspect is, where I come into my coaching with pregnant women is, seeing the fear, making friends with it, and then letting it go. And we use breath work, and Shari does fear. She's going to do a fear release today with you, and I'm going to take you through a breath experience, so you can get all of those. Yeah, getting panic attacks. So as you're writing it, we've got some beautiful oracle cards that we both love to do at the beginning of a circle.
Just kind of helps to set an intention of what collectively you will need at this time. We had some beautiful cards last night that we pulled. and both. It was, we've got two decks that we're using. So we've got an Oracle deck, but then we've also got a beautiful pregnancy intention card deck. And it was amazing how we pulled the same message came from both.
Yeah, they did.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Pull a card. Ooh, that one. Lifting the veil. Questioning everything. Anything unaligned must go. Wow. So I'll let you have a little look at that card. Oh, bring it back here a bit. Beautiful.
Let me see what it says.
And veil. So anything unaligned must go. It's a beautiful card for pregnancy and letting go as you come towards your birth. Letting things go is a really big part of birth.
Yes.
You know, letting things, when you question everything, it can get very much in your head rather than trusting a process. So when we're birthing, we've got to trust that our body knows exactly what to do. We've got to also trust that our baby knows exactly what to do. But when we're questioning and we're out of alignment, say we've got caregivers giving us things that we don't feel comfortable with, it can make us feel really uncomfortable, really questioning our own ability and our body's ability. And that's something that we both talk about a lot.
Yeah, that a lot.
Oh, there's been some amazing fear things here. So yeah, just IVF. And is anyone else on an IVF journey in here today, tonight?
The greatest fear is the entire process of labor and delivery. And this is where, you know, let's just kind of stop and think and go, okay, so right now, mums, your body is growing this beautiful little baby and you don't even have to consciously think about it. It's not like you wake up in the morning and go, okay, I've got to work on 10 little fingers and 10 little toes and the liver and the kidneys today. So if you know this, like, you know, your body is growing this baby and you're kind of going about your day, do you think that then it wouldn't know how to birth your baby?
Yes.
You know, do you think that nature is that flawed? No. And look, we're not saying that complications can't arise, okay? But this is where, when you are educated, when you know all of your options, and this includes, you know, what the hospital system is like, the options around pain relief, the options around induction, the options around cesarean, what's safe, you know, what's classed as a complication compared to maybe a variation in pregnancy, that when you can go in with the knowledge, tools and techniques, with the breath, with different movement techniques, this is where your confidence will grow and your trust in your body and its ability to birth will come from. Because right now, for those of you who are first-time parents, first-time mums, or even second, you know, you may have had a traumatic first birth or second birth. Or for those of you who are first-time, there's a massive fear of the unknown. You know, like, we as humans, we are creatures of certainty.
Yes.
We like to be certain of outcomes. And that's the neocortex that comes into play with us being human. But what we need to do is actually kind of remove that from birth and allow the mammalian brain to do what it's designed to do. And that is to help you birth your baby. But if we get too stuck in our mind, in this frontal lobe, that's when through thought alone, we can put ourselves into fight or flight. But that's where through thought alone, we can bring ourselves back out of fight or flight as well and into the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's what we want to help you do tonight. Okay.
Yes. All right. So what I would love is for you to get really, really cozy. Like, get a blanket if it's cold where you are. Get yourself really relaxed. Get yourself, just dim the lights if it's nighttime there. And I just really want you just to really bring yourself into your body for a minute as we roll into doing some breath work. So before we go into this beautiful, you know, opening experience of the breath, what I want you to do is find your breath. Now, don't be alarmed if you know, like, some of you might be feeling like you're, you know, when you can't find your breath because your diaphragm's squashed because the baby is pushing everything in. And remember that you know, when we're pregnant, we have to change how we breathe because our lung capacity has now changed to the back of our ribs. It's changing, it's squeezing in. So it is hard to breathe, plus all those beautiful cocktails of hormones. So different moments of your pregnancy, your breath will change. And just being able to understand that and breathe as best you can is amazing, and learning to just keep practicing the breath. And you'll notice, oh, I breathe differently this week. That might be because baby's dropping down into the right place. It might mean that the ribs all of a sudden have changed and they've opened up a bit wider. You know, remembering that your breath, you're changing every single week. You're changing in size, your body's changing, you know, all those beautiful things. So let's find our breath as to where it is today. Remember that the breath is your friend, and we want to take it out from anxiety into this deep parasympathetic nervous system. So take your hand to your chest and your hand to either to your belly or to your baby. And let's just find our breath. So as we do this, I just want you to not overcomplicate it, but just breathe as you would normally. So a breath in through the nose, out through the mouth or the nose, wherever feels good, and let it go. And just breathe. So just breathe normally and just close your eyes and just feel, where is your breath? How easy does it feel? Do you feel like when you're breathing, your top part of your chest is going up and down? Just feel where that breath is now, and just try and bring the breath down into your hand on your belly, into your baby, and try and bring the breath to the sides of your ribs even. So you can even change your handhold to the sides of the ribs. Do you want to bring the breath down? And that can feel quite tricky at the first few breaths. Also, when we're changing the breath, you can feel a little bit lightheaded. And if that's happening for you, please don't be nervous. It's just your breath. And when we're breathing correctly, our breath can make us feel a little bit dizzy. But the more that we do, the better it feels. And remember, you can stop the deep breath and just come back to a relaxed breath at any time. But this is going to give you an opportunity to find that deep breath. So let's just do a couple more with a big sigh out. So breath in. And make that auditory sound out. Breath in. And sigh. It feels good. Breath in. Sigh out. So just do that for a few more while I find some lovely music for us to do a breathing meditation. And just finding that lovely breath and just getting yourself more comfortable. If you feel better on your side, then roll on your side. And wherever it needs to be, okay? Just getting really propped, getting comfortable. When you breathe, sometimes you can get a bit cold. So just notice if you're feeling that already, get yourself organized. So we're going to try and take our breath down to our bellies, and we're going to breathe in for an exercise that is in for five, out for five. Now, if you can't get up to five, just go to where feels right for you. It doesn't matter to me. No one's judging you, only yourself. So just get to where feels good. Ideally, in through the nose, out through the nose, but if it's in through the nose, out through the mouth, neither is fine. I just want you to learn to breathe today. And if you've got any congestion, in and out through the mouth is fine, but try to practice back into your nasal breathing just because it's the healthiest way to breathe. No. All right, closing your eyes, feeling the music, just relaxing, finding yourself in a beautiful, comfortable place. So I'm just going to roll you through just that breath work for a while, and then I'll take you into a guided meditation. So breathing in now, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, in, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Three, four, five, eight, 4, 5, in, 2, make it as long as you like. Just practicing. Long inhale, long the out. Whatever feels right. Breathing down, down into your tummy, down into your tummy. Notice your body relaxing the face. Relaxing your mouth, your jaw. Feeling ground or wherever your lines are holding. Let's focus your attention on your breath and concentrate on the mechanics of the breathing and not the form of the breath. As the breath comes and goes, as the breath feel the breath through the lungs. Feel the awareness of your breathing. Remove all the other thoughts and feelings from your awareness now and observe this little natural life process. No judging. Just let yourself receive the change. Breath at a time. Let it happen by itself. Is it deep? Let it be deep. If it's slow, let it be slow. If it's shallow, let it be shallow. If your mind is wandering with this process, just focus on the inhale and the exhale. Nothing else matters. Observe, don't analyze. Feel the changing sensations with every breath. Now take the breath down to your baby, all the way down, deeper down. Let yourself feel the breath reaching your baby. You are the breath. Be one with your breath. Connect to your breath and your baby. You are floating with the universe as the wind carries a feather. You are both being carried by your breath. As you breathe down with your baby, they are feeling your relaxation. They are feeling the deep sounds of your breath. They are hearing your heartbeat. They are noticing how calm mummy is. They are noticing your body letting go. Feeling your baby, imagining their tiny hands, their tiny fingers and toes, seeing their heart beating, feeling that connection to your baby and to your breath, imagining a beautiful connection as you breathe and feel that safe place in this deep, deep relaxation. tell your baby, you are safe. You are so loved. We are deeply relaxing together. We are connected. Feel these words and feel this connection in your breath together. Notice how relaxed you are now. There is nowhere to go, nowhere else to be. No one is expecting you. You have no schedule or deadline. You are free to enjoy this moment. Just enjoying this moment. Be quiet now. Just be still, you and your baby, letting go of fear and doubt. Let go over your thoughts. Try not to control, allowing yourself to be free and feel connection to your baby. No limitations, you are present and connected to your baby. You are safe. Just find that breath now, relaxing. Just feel yourself safe and supported in your breath. Just staying here for a moment. Moment, I will bring you back into your room, into your body. And as I do, feel calmer, feel loved, feel supported, feel soft. Taking a nice big deep breath in, and a lovely sigh all the way out. Bringing some awareness with your eyes still closed back into the back of your calves. Feeling the awareness into the back of your thighs, your bottom, your lower back, into your spine, shoulders. Just feel your baby. Take a nice breath in now and a big sigh out. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Big breath in now. Big sigh out. And just bring some awareness just back further into the room. But you don't have to come fully back. You can stay in this beautiful, soft and calm feeling in your body. Take a last big breath in, big sigh out, bring a smile to your face, give your baby a little rub, and back in the room. How are you all feeling? I hope that you are feeling very much more grounded in your body. If you feel emotional, it's very normal. When we breathe, we are allowing our minds to quieten, which can bring up emotion. When we breathe, it can feel hard at first. So don't worry if it felt hard. Just let us know in the comment box how you're feeling now. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And if you know that your breathing is hard, you reach out to me after this today and I can help you. Breathing is a functionality, and unfortunately as children we breathe amazing when we're children, but as life goes on we get things happen to us in life. We lose a lot of the things that happen to
to us. You know, life happens to us, unfortunately, and, you know, experiences stop us, suppress our breath. And you might start to realize that when you start to do the breath work, that we do hold on deeply. So please let me know how you're feeling, because it's a beautiful time to use your breath to connect to your baby.
And honestly, just from one mother to another, if you can teach yourself how to breathe properly through your birth, it will make such a difference. And that if you can bring yourself into that state of focus of the breath, rather than, because, you know, and this is kind of what we also teach in our programs and how we support women, but, you know, understanding that where our focus goes, that's where our energy flows. And so if you are only focusing on pain through labor and birth, that's exactly what you're going to be experiencing. You will create tension in the body. Tension creates more pain. Pain creates more fear. Fear creates more tension. Can you see? It's dubbed the fear, tension, pain syndrome.
The big cycle.
And I used, you know, the breath. Without the breath through both of my births, there's no way I would have gone through. And I can say the same. And, you know, we did have very different birth experiences, but both of us used the breath. And if you're interested, you can actually go and watch my birth video where I brought my daughter into the world.
It's magical.
You can see me using the breath, and you can see that the breath was my main focus. You know, so within the program I teach, there are a few different breaths that I teach for the different stages of labor and birth. But then with Nicola, that's when Nicola can then support you in kind of committing to that practice and really kind of helping you master it, so that you're conditioning your mind and your body. Come your birthing day, you won't even have to consciously think about the breath. You will just drop into it and you will do it. Yeah.
And also using your breath when you're breastfeeding or afterwards to stop yourself from being in those deep, you know, states of, you know, feeling alone when you have a baby. All the things that come up when you first have a baby, because of the hormones, because of the change in life. And that's where I then grab women in again to do more breath work when they've had their babies, because it's, you know, it's a time when we can access a breath to help us in the moment. So, yeah.
Has anyone ever done breath work before?
Yes.
I also cried, but now laughing as so many people are clearly feeling the same. Yes.
No.
And I think that's what's so beautiful about us all coming together, to know that you are not alone. You know, we, all of us, you know, we're all with you, and we, many of us, are feeling the same thing. Well, I know I did, you know, just reading all your comments, I went through the exact same thing. But I want you to know that, you know, and this is the card that actually we pulled last night, you right now, and realize that you still have time right now to make changes or do the preparation that you need to do for your birth. You know, don't stick your head in the sand about it and just wing it, you know, because like giving birth is like running a marathon.
Yes.
You know, would you go and turn up to run that 40K marathon without doing any kind of training, not just physically, but mentally? Because physically what we go through, like when you run a marathon, it's the mindset that's going to push you through those intense sensations that can and will happen with labor and birth. But I want you to know that it's nothing that you can't get through. But that's where understanding what, like, the power that you actually do have. You can decide to either stay in this, you know, telling yourself you have a low pain threshold, or that you know, focusing on all the things you don't want to happen, right? Let's just start to focus on everything that could go right rather than everything that could go wrong. And that's exactly what you have the power right now to actually to do that, and you still have time. Like, I've taught couples right up to 39 weeks and they've gone on and had an amazing experience, but it takes that one decision to actually reach out to practitioners like Nicola and I and get the help or get the education or do your own research. There's so much on YouTube, there's so much, you know, there is information out there. Also, if anything, go and listen to our podcast. So Nicola and I have created a podcast. It's called Nurture Hub. So Nurture, N-U-R-T-U-R-E, Hub, Pregnancy and Birth podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor. There's a few others. Go and subscribe to that. Listen to it from episode one. You'll get to know us a little bit more. And we'll take you through this journey of how you can choose the right caregiver. Was it last episode you talked about the breath? No, it was one,
yeah, it was
before.
Also,
episode 13, please go and listen to that. That is with an amazing midwife. Her name is Rachel Reed.
Yes,
she talks about induction and the level of intervention that we are having in birth these days and how it's affecting us hormonally. That's a really good one as well. But yeah, so there are so many free resources and our podcast is one of them. Okay. All right. So now, you know, we don't want you approaching your birth with fear.
No.
Because fear will not serve you come your birthing day. All right. If anything, fear and the environment that we put ourselves in sometimes with birth can actually inhibit labor and birth, can inhibit the hormones of birth like oxytocin, endorphins, that we are designed to release these hormones. And these are the hormones that create uterine contractions and connection with your body and your baby. And with fear, and it could be the fear of medical intervention, you know, that medical caregiver coming in and putting a time on you saying, if you don't have your baby within the next half an hour, we'll be taking you away for a cesarean birth. That fear alone can stop labor altogether. And I've seen it happen with women that I've taught where there's been a change of environment and their labor slows down and stalls. And so understanding the effects of the mind-body connection, fear, how it affects your birthing body. You know, this is what we go into depth within our programs that we teach, but this is where I wanted to kind of gift you a fear release, okay? So this is a beautiful meditation, hypnosis in a way, and don't be scared of hypnosis, okay? It's not some kind of mind control. Please know that no one can control your mind. This here is in some ways, it helps kind of us create the conscious mind, open the guardian of the gates to the subconscious mind. So just with the suggestions that I will make is more about going into that subconscious mind where all of those fears, worries, everything you've read, seen, heard about birth has been stored. And we're just going to bring it to the surface. We're going to see it, but we're not going to have any emotions to it. And we're going to push it out. And we're going to create this beautiful shield of light that is going to protect you from any negative thoughts, comments, people from the outside from now on. All right. So maybe if you wanted to write it down as well, like what's your one main fear that you would like to release today? If you want to pop it in the comments.
Yes, that would be great. And we all have them.
Yeah.
I think I used to run in live person circles before all of this, you know, C arrived. And one of the girls had a huge fear. I don't know if you were there for that one, of pooing in birth. Yeah. It was huge to her. Once we realized what it was, she just was like, that's just so silly. I'm going to let go of that now. I mean, it can be as simple as that. So just allow yourself just to feel anything that you need to let go of today, really allow that to go. So please write down in the comment box the one thing. Recovery and lasting love. Oh, okay.
Induction.
Fear
induction.
Yes.
Huge. Yeah. Cesarean.
Alone.
Fear of being alone. That's a big one for many women at the moment because of what's going on with, you know, the hospitals and a lot of restrictions are being put on women. They're being told that they can't use water, especially here in Australia, in Melbourne, you know, they're removing water birth. You know, it's sad. They're removing our basic human rights from us in birth. But that's where that is out of your control. So let's kind of look at what you can control. And yeah, this mum that birthed last night, she originally wanted a water birth. And we just spoke to her and I said, did you get your water birth? She said, actually, when I got there. I was just so into my body and into my zone, and I didn't need it. So
she listened to her body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the most amazing thing, is when you're out of your own way, your body tells you what it needs and what it wants, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to pop some music on again. Get comfy. Just make yourself comfortable. You know, just be open to letting go. Don't, you know, fear what could come up. This is a moment where you can let it go. We're going to create this protective shield for us. Okay. Okay, so getting into a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. Feel free to shift positions or move at any time if it will make you. Once again, let's just bring our focus into the breath. And let's just take three relaxation breaths once again, just like guided you through. Breathing in through the nose to the count of five. And out through the nose to the count of five, or even longer if you can. As you inhale, just move the breath to any tense or sore spots in your body. Breath just loosens any tight muscles. As you exhale, that tightness and tension is just gently fading away. With each breath, you are relaxing more and more. Let your body sink deeper and deeper into this beautiful, peaceful state once again. And as you enter this peaceful state, let's just bring your focus into the muscles in and around your eyelids. Feel them softening and releasing. Allow your facial muscles to release and let go. It's important that we let go of the jaw through labor and birth. When the jaw is relaxed, the whole body will follow suit. As you direct the relaxation down your neck and across your shoulders, over your heart and your chest. To move if they want to. They may be sleeping now, but if they're moving, just feel the beautiful movements they're making. And that's because you are relaxed, so they can move that little bit more. It's important during labor and birth that you allow these muscles to relax so that they will work and do the job that they're designed to do, and that's to move your baby down. Now bring your focus into the muscles in and around your pelvis and your pelvic floor. Feel these muscles relax and release. As you direct the relaxation down your legs and all the way down to your toes. Each breath out, you just release more and more, bringing you deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. And now as you relax, just affirm to yourself that your mind is completely open to all of the suggestions I will give you throughout this session. And as I make these suggestions, you may see, feel, or experience images in your mind. You can experience these images in whatever way you like. There is no right or wrong way to experience these images or suggestions. How
just know that what you experience is right for you. Trust your inner mind, because it always knows just what you need. Now, I want you to focus and create a visualization of a beautiful white light coming down from the sky to the top of your head and encasing you. Just notice the warmth of this beautiful, bright, white light. Notice how it surrounds you and encases your body in total peace and warmth. As it travels now over your forehead, your shoulders, your body is once again going even deeper into relaxation. As this white light encases you right down to your feet. Release any tension with each breath, going deeper as you see and feel the bright white light filling your entire being with brightness and warmth, and deepening your state of relaxation. This light around your body protects you now from any negative words or thoughts or feelings. This is your protective shield. And you carry this shield wherever you go during your pregnancy, your birth, and postpartum. Any negativity that tries to get in is gently pushed away from you and your baby. Inside your shield of white light, only positive thoughts come in. Thoughts of comfort and peace. And each negative thought, word, or message that tries to get in just makes this shield even stronger, so that only positive messages or images or comments can get in. And this shield will always be surrounding you and your baby, so that you only feel peace, comfort, and safety. You are so safe and warm in your shield of light, that whenever someone tells you a negative birth story, shares their own experience, you simply block out that negativity. And in fact, your shield filters out the negativity and only allows positive, comforting thoughts to come in. Now, you may have your own fears, worries, or anxieties about pregnancy, birth, and parenting. So I want you now just to bring these fears or anxieties just to the surface of your mind. There'll be no emotions or feelings attached to these fears right now. These fears may include your baby's health, your health during and after the birth. Maybe you fear that you won't be supported, or fear the pain or how long labor and birth may or could be. Fear of medical intervention or cesarean. Whatever it is, I want you to just see these fears now in your mind. See how they have affected your view of birth. You to see yourself pushing these fears out of your mind, out through the shield of light, and now it's outside the shield of light. It won't be able to come back in. This warm shield of light that you have created protects you now in many other ways as well. It gives you complete peace as a parent, as a partner, and as an individual. It keeps you grounded, focused, and rational in regards to any decisions you need to make to prepare for the birth of your baby. It's time now to take back your power, to educate yourself, and to practice and prepare for the day you meet your beautiful little baby. You can affirm to yourself that the more I allow this shield of light to protect me, the stronger it becomes. With each breath you inhale, the stronger your shield of light becomes. With each breath you exhale, you push away any fears, negative thoughts, or feelings. Your confidence is now unwavering. You are truly empowered to make all of the right choices for you and your baby, easily and comfortably. Anytime you need to strengthen your shield, you can do so easily. All the power is within you. Your powerful subconscious mind remembers these suggestions just when you need it most. In times that you would otherwise be stressed, you will find now the deepest peace and relaxation as you breathe. You'll become more and more relaxed just when you need to. And you do so easily and effortlessly from this point on. You feel this peace during your pregnancy. You feel this peace during your birth. And you will feel this peace when your baby is with you. Your thoughts and your feelings about birth now are completely positive and healthy now, during the birth, and after the birth of your baby. Can you accept this completely now in your mind, your body, and your spirit? It's now time to end this relaxation. So in a moment, I'm going to count to five. On the count of five, you will awake. You will come back to full awareness, feeling alert, feeling positive about your birth. One, gently, slowly, calmly, starting to return to full awareness. Two, feeling so relaxed, you feel like you've just had a lovely, refreshing nap. Three, feeling positive and confident about your birth. Four, starting to feel the energy come back to your body now. And five, eyelids gently opening, feeling fully awake. Take a lovely deep breath in. Feel your lungs. Have a stretch. Back to full awareness. Or if you wish to stay asleep, if you've fallen asleep, you can definitely do so. Welcome back.
That was beautiful. Very relaxed. How is everybody feeling? Some of you may have fallen asleep, and that's okay.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Amazing.
So just definitely nurture yourself today. You know, even go out if you can, ground yourself,
feel your bare feet in the earth and connect with Mother Earth and just, you know, feel the energy that you're feeling right now. And, you know, maybe you can go and journal, you know, see how you're feeling right now. This is exactly how you can be feeling and continue to feel like this in the lead up to your birth. And, you know, I think we want you to know that we are here to support you if you feel like you need some support. We support women from all over the world, and it's amazing that we're connecting with so many of you from different parts of the world, just as we did last night. You know, we are on the Gold Coast in Australia, but that doesn't mean that we can't connect with you just as we are right now through Zoom. We offer both of our courses and services through Zoom online. Also, we have, so Nicola and I have created Nurture Hub, and we created that to create a community, all right, to help you connect with each other as well as with us. Yes. And so we've created an online community for you if you are interested to come and join. It's only $49 Australian, so US, that's probably about $30, I'd say. It's an online Facebook group, okay? Nicola and I do come in each week, but it's also about you connecting with other women. Nicola does some breathing.
Some movement.
I share a lot of, you know, articles and talk about, you know, different things, how you can educate yourself for birth. So that's a really affordable way to continue connecting with us and learning from us.
And you've got our podcast is too.
Yeah, the podcast is absolutely free, obviously. If any of you feel like you would like some more guidance through your pregnancy, okay, I have an online childbirth education program. It's a 12-hour program. I've also set a course specifically for US and Canada time zone. But if you're in Australia, my next online course is October. I'm running one just at the moment. But I also do private as well. And Nicola can tell you what you
I'm just about to release a special pregnancy program just to help you to commit to nurturing yourself in the breath and to release more fear and to bring your partners in as well. So they also get to learn how to breathe with you and when you've got your little ones. So yeah, it's not just for pregnancy and birth, it's beyond with the work that we both do once you do this work for yourself. So yeah,
it's I guess, you know, the more you know about your options, the more tools and techniques you have, the more confidence you gain in yourself and your ability to birth, the more you're going to be able to approach this birth, your pregnancy and parenting in a more positive light. And every single one of you deserve to have a positive birth. And no matter how your baby comes into the world, you know, Nicola and I want you to feel that regardless of how your baby comes into the world, whether it be naturally, you know, in water, through induction, through cesarean, it doesn't matter how your baby enters the world. It's that you come out of this experience healthy and in a healthy mindset and knowing that you have made the decisions that are right for you and you've been a driver of your experience, not a passenger, okay? Because it can very quickly turn into, especially with many hospital systems, we can go in and if you don't know how you can help yourself, you can fall into the system, and that's where things can just start, you know, happening. And we don't want that to happen to you. So
it's been lovely holding space. So I'm going to close the circle with our last card. These are some beautiful cards that actually Shari and other little, you can talk about your cards.
Yeah,
these are amazing goddess affirmation cards,
pregnancy intention cards.
Beautiful. And so our intention that I pulled for you tonight or today, wherever you are in the world, I remain calm and confident in my ability to birth throughout my pregnancy. It's a really lovely one to finish up our session today. If you've got any questions that you want us to ask, but I'm gonna officially close the circle now. We wish you so much love. We hope that if you're going to sleep now, that you sleep with just so much calm and so much more ease, and that your fears feel like they've alleviated, that they've changed. And
we will also send an email with all details if you do want to connect with us more or join our online community. But thank you for for allowing us to share this with you tonight or wherever you are in the world. We truly feel we are here to also help your babies come through in a positive way as well. You know, your babies also are going to experience this birth. So, yeah, if anyone has any questions, we'll stick around for the next 10 minutes or so. Or if not, then good night or have a great day. And
thank you. Drink
a lot of water today or have some water and just nurture yourself, okay?
Yeah, we're very grateful that you came and took the time for yourself.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Please don't be scared to ask some questions.
Yeah, if you've got anything you want to ask before you go, then just ask away.
Okay. How you join the Facebook group. I will send a link on how to join. I can put the direct here. So if you go to www.nurturehub.com,
off at the top, that's it.
Nurturehub.community. You can sign up there and come in and join us. And this is the other thing too. We want to hold more of these pregnancy circles. You get that included in the membership, and we'll do one every couple of months. Or whenever, you know, we feel collectively the group wants it or needs it.
And Amanda, you've asked, how do you breathe through surges? Well, that's what you get to learn when you start to work with us, you know, in hypnobirthing with Tari or whoever your caregiver is. And then with me, I help you practice what you're learning. So
there's a number of different breaths that you can learn.
There are. Leticia's asking, are there any free training before birth of my baby? We should have antenatal classes that should be available to you. But if Leticia, you're in, whereabouts are you in Australia? I know that a few places that are in a COVID area that are having some issues. So please, you're on the Gold Coast. You should be able to get some antenatal.
I don't know if the hospital are back. They might do an online. It depends on the hospital where you're birthing at. You may be best to ask the hospital in regards to that. But otherwise, our podcast, you will gain so much information from the podcast.
Yes, 100%.
And there are a number of different options, you know, more affordable options to work with both of us. We offer, you know, coaching sessions, just a one-off coaching session. Or we have online options which are more affordable as well. Gold Coast Public Hospital. Maybe call the midwives there and ask them. I've heard that they might do an online thing now with COVID. I'm not too sure.
And Melbourne, I can understand that. Erin, if you're in Melbourne, that would be hard times at the moment, but just remember to reach out to us if you've got any questions or you need any help.
I'm teaching a lot of couples from Melbourne at the moment, so there are options, but they're just online. But we've been able to adapt online really well, actually.
It's been amazing. Amazing. Any other questions? Nothing else? It's been lovely. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Thank you. We wish you all the best, sending you positive birthing vibes.
Thank you.
We hope this episode has helped you on your own journey. We would love it if you can subscribe and leave a review and help us to spread the word of positive pregnancy and birth.
We would like to personally invite you to join our Nurture Hub online community, where you can connect with other women and be mentored by us one-on-one in one of our future episodes. It's so important to feel connected and nurtured through this time, and we would love to support you.
Thanks for listening.